Glory and praise to our Lord and Savior this morning, Jesus Christ. As I look around, I see that judging from how this sermon begins, some of us will recognize what I'm talking about, and others are going to go, I have no idea what he is saying. But at a time in the early 40s, late 30s, there were people in this world by the name of Hitler who created a regime that was to last 1,000 years, if you remember. It went 12. There were people in this world called Mussolini, Tojo. There were arms set against America and other countries at the same time. People in this world were marred physically and emotionally for the rest of their lives. We actually lost an entire generation of people who were wiped out due to war. Now, the amazing thing about this is I'm telling you is that all of this horrendous activity occurred in the world because of three or four very bad people. They were very smart, yes, yes, that's true, but they were incredibly evil. And it's so easy for us to recognize that kind of horror. Now, we see today in our parable of the vineyard the evil activities of some people who want to take ownership of something that did not belong to them. They simply thought they could take it away by physical abuse. They thought they could take it away by pushing servants away. They thought they could take it away by killing the king's son. But that is the point that I want to make today, because it dawned on me, and as I think I told Karen or the vicar, it seems like I concentrate on so many messages and sermons about bad things. And that scared me a little bit. Because here is the point. And I don't want anyone leaving this church today without knowing this point. Jesus has won. Where is Hitler? Where is Tojo? Where is Mussolini? Where are all these evil plans? They're gone. They were defeated. Who still remains? Jesus. Well, will he always remain? Yes. So we have no fear. Now, you say, but what about the ACLU? What about the things they say in Hollywood? What are they? What about the stuff in the media on Facebook? What about all these television programs that constantly want to bring down Christianity? Are we destined to just become a remnant? The answer to that question is yes. We will all just become a small token, but we will be owned by our Lord. One of the stories that I heard as a very young guy, and I love this story because it meant so much to me. It was about missionaries in Africa, and one day they came back to their tent and found a python in the tent. Well, they didn't really know what to do, so they shot it. They shot it, and they killed it. And then the python began to writhe in agony, whipping itself about. It destroyed the table and destroyed the chairs. It destroyed the bed. It destroyed the tent. It made its way out into the grounds and knocked over the fire, and it destroyed the camp. And yet, it was dead. And folks, that's what you're seeing today. Satan's beaten. He's destroyed. Are we seeing his anguish and seeing him writhe in pain? Is he doing everything that his body would want to do now? Yes. There are many things that we see that are hard to explain. Floods, fires, plane crashes, wars. Yeah. That is Satan writhing in our world. But you must always remember, he is dead. It's over. We are victorious. If you ever have any questions about that, I'm going to give you a great example in a couple of weeks. I want you to focus on that cross. Focus on that empty tomb. If you doubt for a moment that it's not over, look there. He is here. He is in control. He has won. I know as you sit there, you can say as many Bible verses as I probably can about this, but here is the one I would like to pass along to you today. You might want to make note or remember this. It comes from Joshua, the very first chapter of Joshua, verse 9. And this is what it says to each of you here today. Have I not commanded you? I want you to be strong. I want you to be courageous. Do not be frightened. And don't you dare be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in faith through Christ Jesus. Amen.